Hey, relationship warriors. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of relationship goals because let's face it, love and life can get pretty stressful sometimes, right? Ever feel like you're juggling a million things trying to keep everyone happy and your own sanity is just hanging on by a thread? You know that feeling when the pressure cooker starts heating up and you just need to exhale? Well, today we're diving deep into those pressures and learning how to handle them as some healthy coping mechanisms. Because, babe, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Let's be real for a sec. Stress doesn't discriminate. It can creep into any relationship, whether you're navigating the challenges of work-life balance, dealing with family drama, or just trying to keep up with the constant hustle. But listen closely, because I'm about to give you some golden nuggets to help you de-stress and build resilience in your love life. First things first. Recognize those stress signals. Are you feeling more irritable than usual? Snapping at loved ones without meaning to? Having trouble sleeping? These are all telltale signs that your body is screaming for a break. Learning to identify these early warning signs is the first step towards finding healthy coping mechanisms. Next up, prioritize self-care. No, seriously. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are nice. It's about making time for activities that truly nourish your soul. It could be hitting the gym to release some endorphins, losing yourself in a good book, spending quality time with friends who lift you up, or even just taking a quiet walk in nature. Find what makes you feel grounded and recharge those batteries. Now, let's talk communication because, babe, open and honest dialogue is your secret weapon. Share your feelings with your partner, family, or close friends. Bottling things up only leads to bigger explosions later on. Talking about what's stressing you out can help you process it, feel supported, and come up with solutions together. Remember, stress doesn't have to be a relationship killer, it can actually bring you closer. By learning to navigate it together, you can build stronger bonds and create a more supportive environment for both of you to thrive in. Think about those times when you've worked through a stressful situation with your partner. How did you handle the pressure? Did you communicate effectively? Find healthy ways to de-stress individually. Share those insights with me on social media. Okay, let's get real for a minute. Picture this. You and your partner are both coming home from long days, work deadlines looming, traffic headaches galore, just plain exhaustion radiating off of you both. Sounds familiar? The temptation is to lash out, right? To throw those stress grenades around like confetti. But hold on, let's pause before that happens. Remember our golden nuggets. Self-awareness, open communication, and healthy coping mechanisms. Before the frustration boils over, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and try communicating them calmly to your partner. Instead of saying, "You're making me even more stressed," try something like, "I had a really rough day at work, and I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed right now." This sets the tone for a more productive conversation. Maybe you both need some time to unwind individually, a quick walk, a soothing playlist, anything to reset those vibes before you come back together and tackle whatever needs attention. D. Healthy coping mechanisms in action. Remember, building strong relationships means navigating the ups and downs together with grace, understanding, and a good dose of humor. You've got this. So, what are our key takeaways today, relationship warriors? First, recognize those stress signals, they are there for a reason. Second, prioritize self-care like it's your own personal superpower. Third, open up to your partner and friends, sharing the burden lightens the load. And finally, remember that communication is key even when things get tough. Today's episode was all about developing those healthy coping mechanisms for stress. Now, go out there, be kind to yourselves, and don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones. Let's build a community of resilient relationships, one empowered individual at a time. I'll see you right back here tomorrow for another dose of relationship goals. Stay strong, stay connected, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.